Shut up! The footy's on Triple M!
This is Triple M Footy's mini match of the round. Now, get ready for the first quarter.
Saturday Twilight Footy under the roof at Marvel Stadium. And for McDonald's and Rim Hot Water, Triple M rocks footy. It'll be Riley O'Brien and Tom DeConing to start us off in the middle. Bounces a little to the advantage of O'Brien, but here's the Blues. Chera off the back of the stoppage. That Sada should say long driving ball. Mackay in a one-on-one. He's being held. Impossible to stop in that situation. But he's given away the free kick.
Big buttsy.
Looked like a decent amount of jumper being tugged by both players there.
He thought he had the free for sure, and the crowd were convinced as well.
Crows play the outer side, and Araceli looks up ahead. Walker, the target, got away from Wietering. And takes a nice mark, 45-degree angle, brought it back inside. Kick's not a great one. Now Curvis had to stand and wait for it. Able to get back onto his right boot, top of the goal square, marked by Keys. That's good ball movement from the Crows.
It was good ball movement. They just went quickly. So it looks like Rankin's going to play at least the first part of this game as a pure midfielder, not just starting in the centre bounce and drifting forward. He's played mid so far.
Kicked a goal in three of his four games so far this season, Ben Keys. He's only just squeezed that in the top of the goal square. But it's the Crows who are on the board first. They're one straight six. Blues yet to score. Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard.
Well, if you want a soccer term, he's put that in the top left bin. That was near on a shank from the top of the square. Didn't go above the padding post height, but it was nice ball movement. Across half-back, there was only one player breaking in between two of the Blues. Had to be pinpointed, it was. And then just the decision to roll off the back of that, trusting that Tex and the rest of the forwards would be out. Haven't seen a lot of that from Adelaide this year, so a positive start.
High and long inside Carlton's forward 50. It's knocked to the boundary line by Warrell of the Crows, but a lot of blue jumpers around this footy. At 55 out from goal. Newman can reload for Carlton. Mackay wrestling with his man Butts. This time marks. If he gets one-on-ones like that all afternoon, it might be a tough day at the office for the Adelaide defence.
And this is the beauty of having the two big boys up forward. Even if it's a kick and hope, one of them's generally going to get to the drop of the ball. Playing in front, defenders have no real chance. As we see all too often, they grab a jumper, give away a free kick in panic.
It's come out, thanks.
Third in the competition, the contested marks, Harry Mackay, has already started this season. In good shape, 11 goals. He can make that 12. Blues get their first of the afternoon. They're 1-1-7. Crows 1-6, Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard.
The umpire throwing it in quicker than he thought. Cripps, a little gimme kick along the ground. Quite deliberately, I might add. Beautifully done it was to Hollins. This is Elijah. Goes long and deep. Mackay's got his eyes on it, marked. The big fella Butts turned and lost sight of the footy. Mackay was the only one looking at it, and he's marked it at the top of the goal square.
Brilliant play from Paddy Cripps. Hopefully we get a look at this on the Harvey Norman. He was shoulders out, could have booted it away just in the general direction, but at the last minute saw a runner on the outside. Poked a little check side straight towards him.
Have a look at this. He has been kicking normal drop punts. He's going around the corner from the top of the square, so he's changed his procedure there. He kicks the goal nevertheless. 2-1-13, Adelaide 1-6 on the Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard. Haven't seen him kick like that from that position all year. Unusual.
What do you think about it, BT? Should he have stuck with what worked?
I like what he's been doing this year, Kate, in sticking with the drop punt from anywhere within the 45 arc. Good-looking ball. So careful with the ball to Rochelle in the middle. Picked it up in one hand, almost as if he had it on a yo-yo string. And they go here with Crouch back to Rochelle. Rochelle, little kick to Walker on the lead. And Walker's mark. 48 metres out directly in front here for the Texan.
A couple of times now, the Texan's been the one presenting up to the footy. Twice he's been unselfish and tried to pass it off. Here's your opportunity. You're the big, old, wise dog up there. Kick the goal, take the responsibility.
Distance won't be a problem here for Tex. He'll kick from just outside the 50. But you feel he's got the distance covered early in the game. What are the entries inside 50, Ash, so far?
Triple M Red ZBT, 5-4 Carlton's way.
Texan comes in, 51.5 metres out. No troubles with the journey. Gee, the accuracy is good as well. Two straight for Adelaide, 2-1 for the Blues on the Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard.
The minute that left his boot, the finger just went straight up in the air. He knew he'd absolutely flushed that.
Boyd for the Blues has to crash in the footy broadcast side, and Adelaide have got it back again. Looping handball over the top from Crouch. has Rankin streaming towards goal. 60 out, cuts back inside. Exciting play from Isaac Rankin. Split the difference of all of his teammates. Fogarty has to go and get it. Eventually got a handball to Keys, and somehow Adelaide find a way. Keys has got his second. It's not exactly how it was designed to be, but it works all the same, and the Crows take the lead. They're three straight 18. Carlton 2-1-13, Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard.
Well, sometimes we talk about how AFL footballers make the hard things look easy. Just that was the easy thing that was made to look very, very hard. They have numbers out. Rankin, I'm not sure why he had to roll back into the middle, take a bounce, and then kick it in. He could have just put it straight out to space where his teammate had worked really hard to. Anyway, ended up with a goal. It just was... went through a whole lot of set of hands that it probably didn't need to.
Spot on, Kate. Just that classic case of the guy that's got all the tricks, showing us he's got all the tricks, instead of just doing the A, Bs and Cs occasionally, like Daisy did at Druin Primary School. Little handball out the back door. How did you go at school, Daisy?
33.6 is meant to score.
Not great,
which is out of 100.
I only got a couple of sons that weren't quite as good as that.
I think that's about 75%.
Interesting.
Leadery. Takes a pass for Walker, who's like got it. 45 out.
End zone swap, Roy.
Already kick one. Stand. Distance won't be an issue here for Tex, but his kicking boot hasn't exactly been on this year so far.
You do like him from this distance, though, more than the 25-metre shots. Real opportunity to put that big leg and boot through it.
76 goals last season in an All-Australian year. He is an immaculate kick of the footy. Texas got two. And the Crows push ahead.
21 and a half minutes ticked over here in the first. O'Brien in front of Pitnett. Pitnett applies the tackle. He didn't handle it or kick it. So I'm not sure what the call is there from umpire Nathan Williamson. Curnow actually had a statistic yet, Ash?
No, he hasn't. Only player on the ground outside of the subs who's statless.
Wow, who would have thought that? Ball up here. Still early. Oh, he goes to ground. Quick little kick out of the pack. I think it hit the bottom of the post. Now, it was kicked by Pitnett, I think. But I think it stumped the bottom of the post. Umpire Chelsea Roffey is right there.
Score review. Umpire's call is a goal. Can you please check it?
Okay, so Chelsea thinks it's a goal.
It's kicked and at the goal square.
Review underway.
So are they checking the touch or are they checking the... No, it's cleared the post.
It's the touch.
And I think he's missed it.
Yeah, a Gallant's body language would indicate that he was nowhere near it.
So this will be a pit net goal, I think. It's been ruled a goal from the start, and I think they'll back
review
it up
complete.
With the
looking
support.
At these angles, we can see the ball has not been touched before crossing the back of the goal line.
So Carlton get a much-needed one here. 3-1-19. Trail Adelaide 4, straight 24 on the Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard.
15 away from Carlton's goal there. It'll have to be quick by hand. Fumble by Nankervis. Mackay swoops on the loose ball. Back by hand to Cottrell. He has a fumble and was caught high. The tackle from Saligo just lingered over the shoulder. And this should be pretty straightforward for Matt Cottrell. 25 out.
Thanks,
directly
boys,
in front.
Well, if you're talking about all the things that Matty Nix would be liking, this would be one that he isn't. The reaching tackles and the intent in D50. You spoke about one they got away with, Kate. Also the goal from D50 stoppage for Pitnett, and then just a lazy effort there.
Kicked a big goal late last week in their win over Fremantle, Matt Cottrell. On his way in now. He's just squeezed it home, and only just. The Blues get the lead back here at Marvel Stadium. They're 4-1-25. Adelaide, 4 straight 24. 28 minutes gone. Triple M, Titanium Caravan scoreboard. De Koning high to the goal square. Curnow marks on his chest. 15 out directly in front to give the Blues a goal late in this first quarter.
You can tell by the passage of play leading up, there wasn't a whole lot going on. Scrappy, messy play, but the high ball in, this is what's causing concerns for that Adelaide defence. Curnow full-chested, no body contact from his opponent. Mackay, we've seen it a couple of times. Big chance to finish after the bell.
Harry Mackay already has two in the first quarter. That's the last thing Adelaide need, is for Charlie Curnow to catch fire. He's got his first as well. Blues kick three in a row to finish the quarter. And they take a handy little lead into quarter time. 5-1-31, the Crows are four straight 24. You've got Kate McCarthy and Daisy Thomas with all of the Triple M Seabus Super Special comments.
Fareem Hot Water and McDonald's.
Triple M Rocks Footy.
Shut up! The footy's on Triple M!
This is Triple M Footy's mini match of the round. Now, get ready for the second quarter.
Start with a 7-point lead to the Blues. Tap out to the advantage of Crouch. Off the side of the stoppage, gave a handball to Rankin. Short little pass was clever. To Josh Rischelli, who's about 60 metres out from goal. And that'll be 50K. Against Newman.
Yeah, it was Nick Newman. He was asked to stand, and he did not.
It's a big price to pay. Josh Rischelli will get the first of the second quarter. Inside 30 seconds for Adelaide. Important for them to get the first as well. Rischelli with his sixth goal of the year. Carlton 5-1-31. And the Crows move ahead to five straight 30. Triple M, Bunnings Trade scoreboard.
Newman could have gone short, went long, deep option to Curnow. Holds his man out of the way, protects the drop zone, couldn't quite get it done though. Handball comes off there, umpire calls play on, went to Crouch, picked up here by DeConing. DeConing, a long high ball, top of the square, mark is taken. It's Fantasia, and Fantasia has taken the mark 15 metres out. This to give him a 7-point lead. A rousy old Fantasia. We'll kick around the body on the left from 15 out. Hasn't seen much of it, Ash, has he?
No, he hasn't. Just two handballs.
Kick on the left around the corner. Crowd quiet as he perfects that. Nails it. He's a classy little operator. 6-1-37 to Adelaide. Five straight 30 on the Triple M Bunnings trade scoreboard.
Well, it was a bit of luck there. The kick from DeConing, I'm pretty sure he was having a shot at goal. It came off the other side of the boot, but you can't leave anyone, let alone a small forward on their own at the top of the goal square. Pretty poor defending, loose checking from the Adelaide Crows.
Play on, calls the umpire, let it go. In the meantime, Nankervis went and got it. Shoveled out the handball to Tex. Somehow got boot to ball, otherwise he would have been pinned. Nankervis went and got it again. Handball comes back to Cook. Cook, little right foot, stabber, got it. Rankin on the lead. Has taken the mark, 25 metres out.
There's a couple of very impressive ground balls from Nankervis there. The first one he hit at pace. Wasn't super clean, but did enough to keep the ball in front of him. And then the second one just picked it straight up off the shoelaces.
Sir Isaac Rankin will line up from 25 metres out. Little bit of angle about it. Gone back for the conventional drop punt execution. So to bring Adelaide within a point, they have kicked five straight so far. Rankin steps to the plate now. Should convert, does. Six straight on the scoreboard for Adelaide. 6-1 for the Blues is not too bad either on the Bunnings trade scoreboard.
Well, apart from the two shots that Texas had, the rest of them being pretty close to goal. You saw the keys are from the top of the square. That one there in a nice range and reason for goaling. It was really well done, though. Nankervis involved. He was the one. And then Cook as well. Could have been forgiven for blazing away. Was smart enough just at the last minute to poke it into that pocket of space that Rankin presented into two men.
Crows very efficient today. They're 18th for goal scoring efficiency, going at 14% today. 15 entries for six majors at 40, which is 14 above the league average.
In the middle of the ground, nice ball. Look at this from Rankin on the lead, and he marks. Rankin's going to stick it through the eye little again. He's 30 out, but very unselfishly gave the ball off.
Oh,
and he gave it to Mirrorman.
Oh, no.
And he's lined up from 20 metres out, and he, not that reliable in comparison to Rankin.
He was going there. Oh, he's going to go the drop punt. That's a good thing. I was watching the last week. He kept going the right foot snap from this area.
Yeah. I think old Keyser probably thinks his skills are slightly better than they are, although that's what you told me, Dave. So
yep.
We'll see. 14-21 from set shots for his career. So he's not a great set shotter. 25 metres out, little bit of angle for Keys. Got it. No problems. They hit the front. He's got three. Seven straight, Adelaide. Carlton 6-1-37 on the Bunnings trade scoreboard.
Kick to Curnow and a two-on-one. Should get a free kick here. There were two Adelaide defenders. One of them has caught him front on. And Charlie Curnow will take it left forward pocket.
Yeah, it was the door hinge that went back with the flight. Yeah. And just copped him across the face. wasn't a bad effort, but because he was coming from the front of the contest, any contact you do make then with the player is a free kick.
Harry, keep coming out.
You kick go the goal.
Take him out.
Just before the quarter time siren, Charlie Curnow. He was three goals off Jesse Hogan coming into today. He's kicked two. The Blues level it up, 43 apiece. 16 minutes gone, Triple M Bunnings trade scoreboard.
Makes the miss up the other end, makes you pay. Good pressure though from the Blues forwards there. Forced the hack kick out, they were set up beautifully.
Rob Jane, T-March, Robbo.
Paperwork, the paperwork's been done, BT. Yep. So, Saad out with that hamstring. I reckon it's left side, still in the room. So Jack Carroll for Carlton, he's on. And the big Texan off, getting his boots clean.
Ollie Hollins at halfback. Time to steady with a nice drop punt. Right on the head of Curnow. Got out the back door. He's got Owies in support running as well. Goes for the little off the side of the boot kick to Durden. Durden trapped it wonderfully well. He's going to have to get through a tackler. Durden around the body step. Oh, brilliant stuff from the Blues. 8-1 to Adelaide. 7-1 on the Bunnings train scoreboard.
Well, it was a bit of a mess in the end. Charlie Curnow made the right decision. The execution wasn't great. I think it was young Cook who tried to make the tackle, just reached. Young fella needed just to put his body in the way, body line the ball and man there, aim for the hips. It was Durden, who isn't the biggest of blokes, getting past him. Pretty poor effort defensively.
Carlton with the kick in, 16 seconds remaining.
7-2, 44 Adelaide. Carlton 8-2, 50. Three goals apiece here in the second quarter. De Koning got it to Walsh. Walsh banged it forward. 7 seconds is the chance here for Curnow, but Keane beats him to the footy and is able to repel with a nice little kick around the corner to Brodie Smith, and that'll be all she said. First half of football, entertaining. Collectively, 15 goals kicked in it, and very accurately, I might add, 15 goals for. So Carlton have got eight of them, 8-2-50. They lead Adelaide 7-2-44 in the Triple M Bunnings trade scoreboard. Hope you're enjoying the footy. We are.
Fareem Hot Water and McDonald's.
Triple M rocks footy.
Shut up! The footy's on Triple M!
This is Triple M Footy's mini match of the round. Now, get ready for the third quarter.
We're back underway here as umpire Nathan Williamson bounces the ball on the turf out of the middle immediately. Rankin got the initial clearance, gave it to O'Brien. Never give it back to a ruckman. He's unlikely to get rid of it for you. And a free kick will go. I think it's going to go to Saligo of the Adelaide Crows. Gives it back to Rankin. Rankin pulled the kick in funny style a little. Not before he went inside 50. Hollins is under the pump. They need to be on their game here, the Blues. Adelaide are up for the fight. You can just tell by their body language.
Third quarters have been a massive problem for Adelaide. They haven't won one so far, and they're minus 28.
Play on. Play on.
Games have been a massive problem for Adelaide.
Yes, they have. 0-4 coming into today. Interesting kick play up on to the wing. Knocked away from Hewitt. First there was Laird. Diving on hands and knees. Little handball over the top to Dawson. He goes short to Walker. Man on the mark, 47 metres out. Distance won't be a problem.
Brilliant effort there on the Harvey Norman from Saligo. He was the one that broke that passage of play up, and it was a big spoil too. Cleared the area. The Blues had numbers at the feet. Put a really nice clearing fist. Saw the threat repelled.
Two goals already for Tex Walker. Both at this end of the ground, has already kicked one from the identical spot. He's done it again.
Okay.
Tex has got three. Adelaide get the all-important first goal of this third quarter. And scores are locked away at 8-2-50 apiece. Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard. Here's Brodie Smith on the move from 60 metres out. Has got Fogarty on his own. McGovern with a lunging dive. Got boots of ball though. Rankin, was he over the line?
He likes it. He likes it.
There's millimetres in this.
Crazy. Score review.
We're going to go upstairs for a score review, Kate.
Oh, he's kicked it.
Yep.
I think it's just scraped the boot before the whole ball has crossed the line.
That's a goal.
That was incredible hand to foot. That is a microsecond.
Review complete. Looking at this angle, we can see the ball comes off the Adelaide attacker's boot before crossing the back of the goal line. Decision on the scoreboard.
Rankin's got his second.
Williams down the line. Curnow. Keane just completely muscling off the foot. Not even looking at the footy, Keane. Durden went and got it. gave the little handball to Hollins. Point of the square, lovely little chip over the top to Owies. Fingertipper couldn't mark it. Recovers the footy though. Right foot kick around the body, goal. Carlton have got their first of the second half. Owies trying to fire up the crowd. The Ferals have gone feral. 9-3-57. They lead Adelaide 9-2-56.
Well, they still have the plus one there, Adelaide, but they couldn't make the most of it up here on the centre wing. The ball got away from Worrell and then...
Buggered it right up, didn't he?
Really stuffed it up.
Yeah.
And then the ball went back inside 50 and it was just one-on-one everywhere. But Durden had worked really hard back as well. He knows he's the plus one at the stoppage. Worked back, got involved in the chain and then kicked it forward. Owies, what a fantastic celebration too. I love when he kicks goals, mainly because he just goes completely off chops.
Handball and now Walker on the end of a Saligo pass. He's 55 metres out. Pulls the kick into the pocket. It's a nice one to advantage.
Beautiful kick.
Great kick. Excellent Mark Dawson. 20 out, right forward pocket.
That's a forward kicking the footy, knowing how forward want the footy presented.
It's a great point. It had punch, but it also had the right amount of loft, just allowing Dawson to lean into his opponent and then separate at the right time, take it at the highest point. He's a really proving to be a good forward, good size, now needs to kick goals.
Best and fairest All-Australian last year, Jordan Dawson, to put his team back in front. Seesawing contest at Marvel Stadium. It's the Crows who take the lead once again. Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard, 10-2, plays 9-3, 9 minutes gone.
It's a bold call from Matty Nix as well, flipping him to play a little bit more time in the forward line, given exactly those facts, Jack. All-Australian, best and fairest from last year, and they've seen that he's a good size. I think he could be the key down there to play alongside Tex. Obviously, they have Tex or bust at the moment so far in this season, and he's looked really good, and so has Rankin through the middle of the field. So I don't mind that. It's a bold call, but it's paying off at the moment.
Just for the Crows, their 13th mark inside 57 out of their 10 majors have come from marks.
Robbo, Saligo okay for Adelaide, getting a bit of attention from the docks down there?
Yeah, and just taking a couple of little painkillers too, just to kill the pain, BT.
Okay. That's what painkillers do.
It's
all in the name.
Knocked over the top, Brody Smith. It was there to go to long to get rid of it. Holland's got him in the tackle. He'll win the free. He definitely had prior. And Elijah Hollins has won the free kick. And he's 25 metres out. A tiny bit of angle about it. And a big-time tackle.
Time back on. Stand.
Tackling pressure from both sides. Early part of this third quarter. Genuinely spot on. We've seen a couple of players try and take on the tackler. Haven't been able to. Coaches really love that. Not reaching in. Putting the head and shoulder right in the hole. Getting it done.
This will send them into a mini frenzy here.
Thank you.
If Hollins can convert this goal. Gee, they've been accurate today, and that's straight through the middle, no problems at all. So they hit the front again here, the Blues. Unbelievable. Down to you, Robbo, for Bob Jane T-Mark.
So, update on Saligo. It was a corky BT, so those painkillers have obviously worked. Limp back on.
Three goals in the first half for Ben Keys.
Wow.
And he's got Dawson fresh off the interchange bench. The skipper kicks a left football that was touched on the way through. Awkward one for Newman, who just got it on the boot. Had more time than what he realised. Back to Dawson. Tumbly ball inside 50. At the back, Chase Jones. Brought to ground in the back by Hollins. They'll pay advantage to Adelaide. Not sure who got boot on ball last. Another important goal here for the Crows. They just keep bobbing up, kicking goals at the right time. Harvey Norman replay.
Lockie Gallant, I believe.
McGovern's exit kick. He's marked by the Crows. Here's Brody Smith on the logo. Loads up long. Walker playing from behind marks. Read that footy perfectly coming in. Texas got it 25 out directly in front to kick his fourth.
That was an incredible mark. Wiedering just got caught under the footy a little bit. Walker was out of position, but then just flew at the last minute and came down with it. That was a beautiful grab.
The last 5-10 minutes, it looks like the Adelaide forward line is the better functioning one. Obviously, the plus one up the other end's having an impact. The Crows doing it on the rebound.
Only three goals for the season coming into today. He's standing up when his team desperately needs it. Taylor Walker with his fourth. Adelaide skip ahead to a slight advantage. 12-3-75. Carlton 10-8-68, Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard.
Yeah, Daisy, so Mark's inside 50, 15 to Adelaide, 7 to Carlton, and we thought at the start of the game it was going to be Mackay and Curnow who would rip this one apart with lots of marks, but since sort of quarter time, it feels like they've drifted out of the game a little bit, Ash.
Yeah, spot on. Carlton, since quarter time, have had 26 entries inside 50 combined. Curnow and Mackay have only taken one mark each inside their attacks at 50.
It's been such a good game of footy.
It has been. End to end. Brilliant to see. Hopefully it continues.
We've got anything to do with the Tasmanian government's decision as to whether to put a roof or not on their stadium. Yep. Any of these games here have to be the best way to advocate for that. These not are the most even, entertaining games of football.
Not even up for dispute. Now, umpire Brett Rosebery, who was the non-controlling, has come in from 40 metres away and paid a hold here to Charlie Curnow.
It was there. He was trying to just lock him away so that Riley O'Brien could take the mark falling into the hole. Just one arm around. That's the cues that the umpires are looking for. Pretty poor defensively. Could have just stood in the way.
Harvey Norman replay. Huge savings on selected vacuums and floor care. Plus spend $200 or more and get 10% back in gift cards. Curnow's got another one. And we're tied again. 75 apiece this time. 30 minutes played. Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard. We are set for a massive final quarter here at Marvel Stadium. Carlton 11-9, Adelaide 12-3, 75 apiece. Crows looking for their first win of the season. Carlton looking to remain undefeated.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's,
Triple M rocks footy.
Shut up! The footy's on Triple M!
This is Triple M Footy's mini match of the round. Now, get ready for the fourth quarter.
Robbo. Yeah, Lockie Gallant off. We just saw the paperwork down here with the AFL, so Sam Berry gets his chance in this last term to see if he can make a difference. So Gallant off, Berry on.
It's going to be a massive last quarter, obviously. The Blues looking to continue their run of close wins, but for Adelaide, they need to get something going, kickstart the season, find a way to find a win here.
I'm just watching Matty Nix at three-quarter time. Just right before the boys broke from the huddle and went back out, he was very much G'ing the boys up, getting them up for this first win of the season.
Crows eventually force it up to halfway. Saligo with some run and dash. His kick intercepted. Kennedy for Carlton at left half forward. Mackay in the vicinity was eased under the footy. Mark to Cripps. It fell into his arms. Skipper's got it left forward pocket to extend the lead.
Did a really nice job, the Crows, of linking up by hand, but just that last kick, that was going to be the one that released all the pressure, just couldn't find the target. The Blues had players out everywhere. Going to go around the corner here, Cripper.
Back to me, Mitch.
Every now and then just catches these now. A touch skinny, so I'd have a man on the line.
Is he facing the centre enough? Looks a little short on it.
Two steps around. Listen to the roar. Carlton scoot ahead to an 8-point lead.
Keane shoveled out the handball here to Crouch. Crouch gets the booze as the result of that attack on the footy. Kick down the throat of Walker. He doesn't want to go too quick, waiting for players to get forward of the ball. He goes outside in now and finds an opportunity out there with Keezer. The mirror man. Little chip ball over the top to Rochelle. Did he get arm knock? He did. Interference front on. Free kick will go against Carlton. And it is Rochelle in the pocket.
Tell you what, I know we've given him a bit of stick throughout the call, but this is probably one of the best games I've seen Ben Keys play. He worked so hard to get back in front of that kick from Tex.
Rochelle to get them a little closer. I agree, he's been impressive. Around the corner, Rochelle looks good. Goal. Adelaide get one. Got his first. And they are back within 2 points of the Blues on the Triple M Beacon Trade scoreboard.
Well, don't worry about the confidence of the kid. Went back, took the moment. Harvey Norman replay, beautiful finish. Chop of the arms from Newman. Pure work rate too, though. He started in the centre and then just the finish there. Have a look at this for a celebration, though. Once he goes straight to the crowd and absolutely fed it to the Blues supporters who were over the fence.
Did he skip him the finger or say, I'm number one?
It might have been the shush.
Yep.
Have a look at this. Yeah, there's the shut up and the tongue out, the double hand.
Yeah, and then the old...
And then the...
In the meantime, Crouch has taken away. Cottrell pounced on him like a jackrabbit and got him. So Cottrell's got the free, 75 metres from Carlton's goal. Kicking to the northern end of Marvel Stadium. Cottrell to the top of the square. Curnow elevates. No winner in the air. Ball hits it there. Picked up. Akers goal. Akers has kicked the goal. 90. Plays 81. Carlton by 9 points. Beacon Trade scoreboard.
Well, this is why territory is so important in the modern game. If you don't score on the first entry, you get the opportunity to lock it in, apply pressure. And the dam wall had to break at some point. There was a massive pack of numbers. But you just relied so heavily on everyone concentrating from a defensive point of view. And if you're the offensive tide and you've got it inside your forward 50, you've got a license to roll the dice. Akers, as we've so often seen with him in the navy blue, right man, right place, right time.
Baker sends it back inside 50 to Koning. Couldn't hold the mark off. Hands it comes. Fantasia. Curnow snap goal. Charlie's kicked it. In front of 46,283 today. Charlie Curnow has kicked the goal. They've got the mini break they've worked hard for. 97-81 in favour of the Blues.
They just cannot get the ball out of the centre at the moment. Adelaide really struggling to get any territory at all. And we've said it multiple times in this fourth term. The Blues have just got it inside their forward half and just have kept it there with their strong defence and pressure around the contest.
Dawson chalkboard to Walker. Walker marks.
This hasn't got a lot to work with ahead. Carlton have got a spare forward, so Saligo receives the handball. Now he's got a problem. Right half forward. Gave it back to Walker, who kicks a spiral ball. And hugs the boundary line. Two Carlton players spoiled each other. Fogarty pounces on the loose ball. Punches it low to the top of the square. Great kick, great composure, and a shocking error from the Blues, and Cook will line up 15 out directly in front.
Well, they thought it was going out of bounds, didn't they?
They both had a play on it. It got in each other's way trying to take the mark. But well done to Fogarty. Hasn't done a lot this afternoon, but that was a great execution of the plug-in kick.
Braden Cook, second game of the season, 14th of his career, steers it home. The Crows stay in touch. Still plenty of time for them. They trail by 10 points. A lot of Carlton players around this ball. They dive on it, lock it up. Kate McCarthy.
And they've got to do what Carlton did to them. They've got to lock this inside their forward half. Set up really well. The only way this has got to come out is going back to the middle after a goal.
Ball bouncing off the hands of Taconi. Hollands dispossessed. Williams, I should say. Berry arches the back. Snaps towards goal. It's high. It hasn't quite got the distance. What a mark from Rankin. Kept his eyes on the footy the whole time.
Wow.
Turns around and kicks it. 4-point game. 5:41 to play. Crows won't go away.
Blues have relaxed. So a boundary throw in deep in the Adelaide pocket. They trail by 4 points with 1:30 remaining.
Jeez, that was stiff not to be paid deliberate because it wasn't in the marking contest. The marking contest had been completed and he went straight over the boundary.
Throw in left forward pocket. O'Brien snatched it out of the ruck. Rankin trying to make something happen. Was tackled without the footy. Keys goes back to bury the sub. Standing start kick. Snaps. Goals. Adelaide hit the front. Crows in front. 1:18 remaining. Sam Berry with his moment late.
Well, now it goes to how well you've trained these scenarios. We know what position the Blues have found themselves in, chasing from behind. But for Adelaide, they'll be trying to get as many numbers back as soon as possible. How's that for a finish, though? Just kept the ball alive, kept punching on. And that is class from a bloke who started in the subjects.
And he's been really good since he came on. He's been so hard to tackle. You can tell he's strong. He's a beast at the contest and has broken about 3 or 4 tackles since being on the ground.
Can you believe it? Carlton led by 16 points at the 17-minute mark of this quarter and now trail by 2.
Akers around the stoppage. Still trying to make something happen. Jones dispossessed. Durden can't find space. Clock stops 48 seconds. 2-point lead to the Crows.
Play on.
To Koning doing the ruck work. No space for him. Cripps handballs back. Akers kicks from 49 metres out, sends it towards the top of the goal square. Mark dropped by Dawson. Curno trying to bust his way through. He handballs back and they concede some ground. Crouch handballs wide to Dawson. Crows in possession.
30 seconds left here. It's still in the Carlton forward end though. Keys has taken the mark.
It's our man.
He's going to pretend he's hurt. The clock's ticking while this is happening. He needs to be called to play on by the umpire. He does now. Nathan Williamson says go. 13 seconds. They're going to win here by 2 points, I reckon. Adelaide Crows are going to get up in the late stages, or are they? Walsh, 5 seconds to go. Kicks it inside 50 to Mark. Will count. Can't get it. Keane marks. Siren sounds. Adelaide by 2 points.
Incredible win by the Crows. Their first of 2024.
Catch Triple M Footy's mini match of the round every Monday and get everything else from Triple M Footy by downloading the listener app. For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's, Triple M rocks footy.